Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back to another episode of the Star Wars Minute. It's your daily podcast in which we analyze, we scrutinize, and we celebrate The Last Jedi, one hotshot minute at a time. I'm Alex Robinson from alexrobinson.fun.
I'm Pete the Retailer from petetheretailer.com.
And I'm Josh Flanagan. He's an older guest, but he checks out. I was about to let him talk.
Welcome back, Josh.
Thank you.
Have you been enjoying the new Josh Flanagan Memorial Lounge?
I am waiting for the new shipment of furniture because I like to go all leather. All
nice.
Surfaces.
Yeah.
Everything leather.
Unless something died for it, you're not sitting on it.
No way.
Now, what, like a black leather, white leather? Are we going for like a maroon kind of oxblood?
Like a dark brown.
Okay.
I don't know what Corinthian leather actually is, but it's that.
Oh, it's rich. It's rich, yeah.
It's quite rich.
You know,
it's
rich
one of those phrases that's in our heads, and I have no idea what it means. And I don't, and to be clear, I don't want to know.
I won't spoil
that's
it.
Left unsolved.
You can. That's fine, because you're guessing anyway right now. I think it's
made up. I think it didn't exist. They just
really?
Kinda, yeah, it could be.
That's fascinating.
It's L-E-T-H-E-R.
Right.
Well, we're here talking about minute 7, lucky number 7 of The Last Jedi. It starts off with BB-8 down under repairing the ship of Poe Dameron. And it ends a minute later with General Leia venting her anger out by humiliating C-3PO in front of everyone on the bridge. A lot of shots of BB-8 down there shooting wires around and stuff.
Yeah, there's two. The close up on BB-8 kind of and his attempt to fix this, and also near the end of the minute, there's another thing that both lean into this. I like it because it's an aesthetic that's very much in line with what Earth felt like when Star Wars came out. So it's like an Earth. It's like a 70s Earth kind of aesthetic. It's like a weird. You know, it's like the inside the X-wing looks like the inside of like, you know,
the
ColecoVision or something. You know what I mean? It's got a bunch of like resistors and you know, old school kind of 70s electronics that. And then later near the end of the minute when Poe goes rogue. He uses
it's
like
actually
a very
the Oscar Isaac uses that as a warm up exercise.
Yeah. Poe goes rogue.
Damn it. Poe goes rogue. Damn it.
General Hugs.
But he uses
General
a very physical kind of toggle switch. You know, little you know metallic kind of. And both of those are very much you know things that were very common in the 70s and before, but not so much. Now in our world, and so they've passed through, and then so they're both in line with Star Wars and also somewhat alien because they don't look like anything that we really have now anymore.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Well, it lends to that it's like this is obviously all technology that is way beyond what we have, but it's also kind of old tech in their world. Like,
right.
You know, if you were to be flying around a prop plane or something, I feel like that's sort of what they're working with, which was the idea, I think, originally.
Yeah.
Although, again, you'd think they'd have gotten better at it after, you know, like taking over the galaxy and having been the New Republic and like had some time to build up. And they didn't really make a lot of progress.
Well, don't forget, this is kind of like a scrape together. This isn't like the official army. This is just kind of like a, you know, rogue militia that Princess Leia formed.
And I still don't understand any of. Do you guys know why that is? Like, how did like is the, there's not that I'm aware of, but is there a story where they go from? It hasn't been that long, so they were the New Republic, and now they suck. They fell apart.
Well, the New Republic was still there at the beginning of The Force Awakens.
And, okay.
Yeah.
But they were not. The New Republic was not taking the threat seriously of the First Order.
So and these are crazy people from social media.
Yes.
I
prefer to think of that this is more like James Bond when James Bond, you know, quits and then goes off on a secret mission.
Kind they
of
have
secretly
a militia.
Approved, but not, you know.
Spatial media.
You don't have
they
as
have
many
Facebook
gadgets.
Groups. Facebook groups.
Right.
Facebook.
Yeah, it is, well, I mean, excuse me, a little bit like... you know, when in Rogue One, like when they send the crew to like, go find Galen Erso. And then, you know, that one guy takes Cassian aside and it's just like, and when you find him, kill him. You know, it's a little bit like, I didn't say this, but you can kill him. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so this is that kind of a thing where it's just like, all right, well, we know that you're doing this kind of, but we don't support it. But also if you need, let us know if you need anything.
But they have like the old junk. Equipment, I
guess. Right.
I don't know. Actually, they have a whole fleet worth of stuff. I will say about all the I really like the designs in this movie for that very reason. Like it does feel like those old kinds of ships. There's some new designs, and the they go inside the again. I'm going to call them rebels in the rebel sort of cockpit, and then pull back, and that ship's just looks like Star Wars. It's got that sort of rounded quality and that, you know, the glass that you can see through there. It feels like the medical frigate, I think, from Empire is what it sort of, you know, and as we go through here, every time we see a new ship, most of the time, I think I might just go, well, that's a good looking, like, those are good looking ships. That's my point.
Are you talking about the U-55 orbital load lifter, which we see Lieutenant Connix Co-Cameron? What's her name? Catherine Co-Cameron? Co-Connix?
Kirk Fisher's daughter.
Yeah.
With the Cocoa Puffs on her.
Yes, yes.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So Lieutenant Connix.
Yeah. That is, the U-55 orbital load lifter.
Hmm.
Which is funny because I wonder if it's related to the binary load lifter, which was...
Binary load lifters?
Which was one of C-3PO's first jobs, which means like he was probably really... selling a line of bull to Uncle Owen if he's like, it's just like evaporators. These ships are just like evaporators.
You know, if this is a load lifter, it is, it just seems completely unrelated. Now, I don't know. I'm not a space engineer.
Well, the programming, you know, is probably the same.
Mm. Mm-hmm. The accent of the ship. He probably was just counting on the fact that Uncle Owen, being a hillbilly farmer, wouldn't know what a binary load lifter was. Probably just made up the entire concept. There probably is no such thing.
Right.
So the idea here is that C-3PO is full of guile. So that he
Palpatine sent him there to make sure that Obi-Wan got the plans.
Right.
So that he could get a job on a farm.
Yeah.
Well, he definitely had to get off. Well, let's not relitigate Star Wars. I was about to go off and he had to do.
I think maybe this is exactly the place to do that. We've just made a connection here. We've said, wait a minute. We just have found the load lifter.
Right.
All the just new lines are getting connected, and it would be a waste of time to not explore those.
Do we think that C-3PO programmed this one to leave, like when it was getting ready to go? Was he like, I know how to program that? Or is it like beneath him now? Is he like, you know?
I bet he said it. Bet he let them know. He wasn't planning to do it, but he's just like, I could do that.
So, you know, it's been so long, I don't even remember how to program a binary load lifter anymore. Like, I don't, you know, we've got people to do that now.
I think we're eventually going to find out that this ship was the one programmed by 3PO 20 years earlier or whatever.
And like Anakin built it.
Yeah, there's going to be like a plaque saying like approved by unit C-3PO. And you're like, whoa. Yeah, it's built by Anakin. I like when they show, what's Kennedy's rank again?
Captain Kennedy.
Yeah, when he says, they're like, the gun's ready, sir. And he says, what are we waiting for? Fire on the base! It sounds like it should be like a sample in it. Yeah.
Fire on the base.
Yeah, it should be like a rave song. So
totally. Let's somebody make that remix. Cake Jelly, get on it.
Yeah,
he doesn't. Cake you don't Jelly, really do. You don't really do techno remixes, do you? But I love that in that thing that like he's like, are those cannons ready? And the officers feel like, yeah, they're loaded and ready and primed and ready to fire, but like they won't fire until they're told to do so. And it's a good. He's like, why aren't those cannons ready? He's like, oh, they are. You didn't say to fire. Like it's so like
that's how this
perfect.
Works.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the military.
Yeah.
If I fired it without you saying, I would be shot.
Yeah, I just thought
we
should
fire. You
don't
want to point that out.
Right.
Clearly, there was an issue before where someone took initiative and did it on their own and got really reamed out for it. So everyone's just like, I ain't touching anything until he specifically tells me to fire on that ship. It's a nice reversal of the opening of Star Wars where the guy's about to fire and he's like, hold your fire. There's no life forms aboard. Right. This guy's the opposite of that. They learn
from their mistake. Handrails,
yeah. Right.
Firing at the, you know, just a little more risk taking with the firing. I like the bit where the TIE fighter gets sliced in half by the bagel cutter and then like the body rolls along like a bug that's been sliced in half.
And then it instantly really nice blows up at the end. Yeah.
And as far as I know, there's nothing in that little part that would explode. It's just like a little...
In the ball in the middle?
It's just a little dude.
It's just like a ball of Pilot.
Yeah. You don't think the engine is back there?
I don't know. There's some sort of nuclear reactor.
Twin ion engines. There's one on either side. They're not in the middle, right?
Isn't there like a little
I thought they were on the back
port
of
the, back?
The ball part. I don't think they're on the wings.
I don't know.
Anyway.
It looked cool.
I'm sure Star Wars Explained is yelling at us right now.
It's kind of amazing that the little ball went right through without getting... I mean, it's a perfect shot.
Yeah, I would have thought TIE Fighters, like, if anything you were going to be safe in, it would be that ball in a TIE Fighter because it just rolls and rolls. You know what I mean? You'd be like, presumably they're strapped in there. Like, why wouldn't you make
like inflatable on the inside so it turns into like a hamster ball kind of a thing? Yeah.
It's got 360 degree airbags.
I mean, just see them like boing, 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 boing.
You see them squished up against the glass.
I would like that. A bunch of TIE fighter pilots rolling around. Because they're like, after a battle, then they all land and they all kind of roll to the same place. And so you just see this like...
And then the last one, a little chute pops out.
Right.
Too late.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So the minute ends with Princess Leia showing up. This is the first time we've seen her, or did we see her earlier in the
We did see her.
I don't even remember.
Earlier. Okay. We saw her in minute 4.
Minute 4.
She said, I'm
that
with the droid
so long
on this
ago,
one.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, and she, during the lift up, before we get to the end, I had BB-8 gives an uh-oh. which is very like we can tell what BB-8 is saying more than we can tell what R2-D2 is saying. Outside of the fact, I still swear that I understand when R2-D2 says his name, I can point it out. But but BB-8, I feel like we can understand his dialogue more.
Right.
This newer audience need to be spoon-fed a little bit more.
I guess that's it.
Well, right? That also might be why everyone seems to understand what BB-8 is saying all the time. Ray understands him, Poe understands him. Everyone seems to kind of know what. Maybe it's like...
But remember, Finn doesn't speak droid.
No, that's right. I think
I know what she's saying to me.
Right.
You know, I have those conversations with her every day. Don't pee over there. Yeah, I know. We can't.
You're making a mess.
Come on. Exactly.
I think it also might be like, what age is BB-8's? Like, what? I know they said like R2-D2 is supposed to be like a, you know, like an 8-year-old. And isn't there like different age groups for the.
Oh, I don't know.
So BB-8 is supposed to be much younger, obviously.
Mm-hmm. R2-D2 was an 8-year-old. And then since this takes place, now he's like a 38-year-old, which is why he needs a nap.
Yeah. It's a long one.
Hmm.
But so in my experience, when I've been around people who have small children, and the small children are at the point where they can talk, but unless you're the parents, you're not going to understand what they're saying, because like right. The parents know all the little subtleties and stuff like that. And they'll be like, you want your bottle? Oh, here it is. Like that.
So
kind
you're
of like,
saying that the best they could do is program the robot to be just intelligible enough for the one person who owned it to understand it. And that,
well, it's almost
that's
like a security measure, because you have to be able to, you have to have that connection with BB-8 in order to like any sensitive information.
If I was like a really smart engineer in this universe, I'd be like, none of this makes any sense.
Just get back to driving a train and shut up.
I feel like that hits home, because I feel like I have double that. Because right now my son is 3 and has, you know, sometimes says things that are mainly only intelligible to my wife and I. But then also, like, when it's translated, he's half the time, you know, he's talking about, you know, Kit Fisto or something. And so it's like other normal adults don't understand even when it's translated. It's just like, don't bother.
Yeah, then you need a nerd to normo translator.
Right, yeah.
And at the end of that, it's not going to be worth it.
Yeah,
I know that.
Don't even bother. It's baby talk.
You have to hear the original to really get the joke.
It sounds much nicer in Italian.
But yes, we do end with C-3PO, who is finally back after not being in Force Awakens. So it's good to see him back in action.
We saw him just at the end of Force Awakens. He did kind of give us a little like goodbye. But
Like a little Easter egg appearance.
You might
at the
be
end.
Wondering why he had a red arm.
No, that
he's
was somebody
very
else.
Shiny here. Like they buffed. They buff the hell out of him.
This is probably him at his... Revenge of the Sith was the last time we saw him this glossy and shiny. So
yeah.
I think it's like peak Golden Tony. Did you know Golden Tony was against the red arm, I found out?
Golden Tony. Why? Against the red arm.
I'm Tune Golden in. Tony, not Golden in one red arm, Tony.
Why?
I do not know. Maybe it pinched him or something, or he... He'd already bought so many classics. Because that would have made people buy C-3PO figures all over again. So you think he would want a...
he can't be getting likeness rights on those toys. That's not...
No, but I'm sure it makes him happy. Yeah. He has a definite kinship
with the
character.
Somebody who's been so like commingled with a fictional character for so long that he takes him more seriously than anybody else. He's like, he can't have the red arm. That's against everything.
It's like that guy who took over the Kermit the Frog voice who got kicked off because he was getting too protective of it. Mm. He wouldn't do things that Disney wanted him to do because that's not what Kermit would do. And so they're like, all right, we need to get someone else to do the Kermit voice.
It's a frog. You're work for hire. There are other people who do this. An entire generation from the 70s can do this.
So, you guys got anything else for minute number 7?
I tried to see if they left any droids behind. Or I guess any people, but I mean, I was concerned about droids. I was like, did they get all those droids on them from the base up? I didn't see any. I think they've got everybody off.
I think it would have added to the sense of sacrifice if we did see one of the, like, some people get killed when it...
People or droids?
droids, whatever.
You can add droids for a sense of sacrifice without it really being it too, you know.
Okay, droids then. Have them kill R2-D2.
I mean, the sort of big thing did happen is that Poe Dameron just was like, I'm not doing that.
Right.
And I mean, that's like a big deal.
Yeah,
like, doesn't he get punished? You take away his wings, they court-martial him, or is it just, oh, Poe? Like,
I hope they go into that more in the future. I hope we see follow-up on that angle of the story.
I'm just, you know. But then the other thing is that, and this is your spoiler, like, everybody else seems to go along with him. Aren't they all like, they never mention it again.
But it's chain of command, because he's in charge of that squadron, because she says, Poe, get your squadron out of there. So they're... Mm-hmm. They're talking to him. He's talking to her.
But there's Leia had no way of contacting the fleet had no way of contacting the bomber crew other than Poe Dameron.
I think
so. That one guy was like, you know what? I'm actually because apparently it's a very big section of the fleet. Like, they're irreplaceable. Mm. They, you know, and he just doesn't tell them. I don't know. He would have to not tell them, because if they knew, they wouldn't all go rogue. Although that word is loaded in this world.
Right. Poe goes rogue.
Poe goes rogue. Damn it. Egyptian gibberish.
Yeah, I think that they, I don't know, like, would it be more dangerous to kind of interrupt and say, like, all right, everybody, you know, give contradictory orders, cause so confusion, so they're like flying into each other.
So like France 1917.
Right.
The one guy says, go over the wall. At that point, it's stupid to turn around.
Right.
Maybe. I mean, it's stupid to go over the wall in France in 1917 anyway, but.
I have more notes about this seems as turning into one of those Star Wars. No, one of those Star Wars plans that you're like, the more you look at it, the more it doesn't make any sense. So,
I have more of those as we go through the week. The only other innocuous thing I noticed is that the Rebel Alliance symbols, or the whatever it is, this are much bigger in this movie. Like the one on, is it Connix? He said, like she's got a huge symbol on her, and I was like, oh, we're really leaning on that. Whereas in the original Star Wars, it was. You could almost not notice it. Like, it was there, but now, like, right on the chest, it's big and white. Like, we're going to sell those T-shirts.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really... But, you know, it's their... They've got to invest in their symbols. That's what they have.
It's the American flag shorts of this era.
Just like Neil Peart, they've got to invest in their symbols.
Wow.
That's all I have. On that note, I'm done.
let's take a breath. Hey, you know what, everyone? We have a website. If you go to StarWarsMinute.com, you can find, in addition to all our episodes, you can find a link to our Wikipedia, which is your number one source of information about the show, list of all the past guests and so on.
Our internal wiki. We are on regular Wikipedia.
Right.
But Wikipedia is...
I
don't want to get sued. So I don't want to say we're Wikipedia, but we are on Wikipedia, but are the Star Wars Minute Wiki.
Got it. I feel like that sort of loosely organized nonprofit institution probably won't sue you, especially since they're shorthand for everything.
No one wants to be the test case for when they start cracking down on
it. That's true. Wow, Wikipedia is strangely litigious.
But and also, you can also go to our merch there. Where we sell all our stuff through TeePublic. You can get T-shirts, you can get mugs, you can get tapestries like this one, you can get all
bath
sorts
mats.
Of
mats. Can you do bath mats? We can do bath mats in our Threadless store.
embarrass us, Josh. No, we don't do bath mats.
We haven't sold a lot of them.
Star Wars Minute.
The bath mat.
Bath mat.